especially given all the different bodies you had playing tonight, what was your takeaway from a game like this where you skate right with that team tonight?
It was a great game. You know, we don't look at a lot of numbers, but it was just brought to our attention. Like, we were expected goals like 3-1. We played great. The goaltender played good. Come up with some saves that, you know, some pucks should have went in the net for sure. But we just thought it was a great game. Both teams played hard, desperate, committed, all of those good things. We just didn't finish, you know, as much as we should. But we liked exactly how we played the game here tonight.
Yeah. Luca Pinelli's first NHL game. What did you think of him tonight?
Fantastic. Played him all right through the whole thing, overtime, no problem. Plays the game hard, plays it right. Plays with lots of energy. Got a skill set that makes plays. We're real happy.
Yeah, I know you don't want to keep living on chances, scoring chances, but do you just feel sort of collectively snake-bit as a group? Like, not just tonight, but I mean, for a while now?
Yeah.
This season?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, it happens, right? It goes like that. You know, and we believe that it's going to turn. When? I don't know. But we're going to keep playing the right way until it does. And we're just going to keep pushing until it does. And we will. The guys know after the game how well they played. And listen, we're not happy that we, you know, lost the game. But we're definitely, you know, very happy with how we played the game. And again, we just continually do that, continually get points.
Gotcha. On the good side, you get another point. On the other side, it's another disappointment, obviously, you want to. How much can this can't pile up, you know, with leads kind of disappearing a little bit that you probably, you know,
well, we had a number, someone gave me a number that, I was going to bring it to you guys a couple games ago, but there's like, when we've had a lead in the third period, we were 9-2-1 or 9-1-2. So what do you mean? Like, yeah, do we want, you know, 2 points? Yeah, but okay, we'll take those three that we didn't, and you know, maybe those turn around. But you know, like, I know you guys have asked me almost every day the same thing. And if the numbers don't dictate that that's true, then it's not true, right? We're doing the right things in those hockey games, and you know, we try to keep that away from the group as much as possible, and we try to finish games and extend leads and defend as hard as the last minute of the third period and as we do in the first minute of the first period.
Speaking of defend, just the way your team defended that high-powered offense over there, just how encouraged are you by that performance, and is that the kind of framework you're looking for moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, clearly their special player who scores a lot of freaking goals makes a play in overtime, and, you know, so it happens. There's lots of ice available, and they catch a bounce. We defend really well, and it goes right on their stick. And he makes a play. It happens. It's 3-on-3. You know, we think 5-on-5, we were the better team.
Just quickly getting back to the scoring chances and whatnot, not converting, not finishing. Are you surprised that this team hasn't scored more goals to this point in the season?
Yeah, you know, again, I'm not surprised. We don't put a whole lot of time and effort into thinking about it, but yeah, if you think back, like, we scored very easily last year, and now, you know, it's a bit of a struggle, but it's early in the season, and again, like, we can't just, you know, just be low us or whatever. We'll just keep pushing and believe that the goals will go in the net. Listen, our power play has to get going a little bit too. That could have made a difference in the hockey game, and obviously both teams didn't have a lot, but you know, it has to generate a little bit more as well, in order to help us when our 5-on-5 aren't going in the net as frequent as we you know, it has in the past.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dean.
Everybody have Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Riley attends.